بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Regarding the habits and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to food, Imam Ghazali rahimullah mentions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to eat whatever food he got, meaning there was never formality in eating any type of food. He loved that food the most in which many hands joined, meaning there were many people eating. When food would be placed in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would immediately take the name of Almighty Allah. With regards to the manner Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit whilst eating, Imam Ghazali rahimullah makes mention of a few. The first is what we call tawarruk, how a woman normally sits in salah. The second is how a man sits in the salah. And a third is that you raise the right knee and the left, you keep it spread out. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, I am a slave, I eat as a slave and I sit as a slave. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not like very, very hot food. He used to say, in very hot food, there is no blessings. Almighty Allah has not fed us fire. Therefore, food must be made to cool down. It should not be extremely hot. It was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would eat the food in front of him. If it was the same dish, he would not eat from all four corners of a plate or a tray. He would eat with three fingers. When there was a need, he would also include the fourth finger. And it has been narrated also that there were times when he ate with all five fingers. However, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never eat with only two fingers. It is quoted that he said regarding this, this is the way of the devil, meaning to eat with only two fingers. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would eat different fruits, different vegetables. From the different narrations, Sahaba radiallahu anhum narrated regarding his habit of eating and what he ate. Mention is made that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat cucumber. From all fruits, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved grapes and sweet melon the most. When eating sweet melon, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would utilize both his hands. An incident is mentioned in the books regarding once when he was eating dates. It is mentioned once in his right hand, in the right hand of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam were dates. And in his left hand he was accumulating the seeds. Then a goat came in front of him. He placed the seeds in front of the goat. The goat continued to eat from the left hand. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to eat dates with the right hand until he was finished, and then the goat went away. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would eat a cluster of grapes. The pups of the grapes would appear to be like pearls on his most blessed beard. Mostly his food would be water and dates. Sometimes Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would combine milk with dates. This he would call atyabain, the two most pure things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved meat. He used to say meat increases the sense of hearing. He also said meat is the leader of food in this world and the year after. If I made dua to my sustainer to grant me meat daily, he would definitely have granted it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat the meat of birds which had been hunted. He himself would never go hunting. However, he liked that the hunter should hunt and bring it. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also eat. When he would eat meat, he would not lower his head towards the meat. Rather, he would lift the meat in his hands. He would bring it towards his blessed teeth and he would tear it with his teeth. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved the shoulder blade from the goat meat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua of blessings for Ajwa, meaning from the dates, that date which is called Ajwa. He made dua for the Ajwa. And he said, this is a fruit of Jannah. It is a cure from poison and from the effects of witchcraft. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like the meat of the liver and kidneys because it was connected to the urine. From a goat, there were seven things which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not eat. The private part, the testicles, the bladder, the gallbladder, the glands, the places of urine and stool. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not eat garlic, onions and leek. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimullah says that in onions, garlic, etc., meaning when it is raw, in which there is a bad odor, even though it is permissible for others to eat, but as long as they do not remove the odor, it is makruh to go to the masjid. Even in this condition, with that odor in the mouth, salah at home and tilawa, reading Quran, also is contrary to etiquette. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never spoke ill of food. If anything came, he would eat it if he liked it. If he disliked it, he would leave it. After eating, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would clean his plate with his fingers and lick them. He used to say, in the last portion of food, there is barakah. He would clean his fingers by licking them. He would not clean them with a towel until every finger was licked. He used to say, no one knows in which portion of the food there is the most barakah. When he would complete eating, again he would thank Almighty Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed habit in drinking was that he would drink in three sips. At the beginning of every breath he would recite Bismillah. At the end he would recite Alhamdulillah. Sometimes, meaning if the water was not lot, he would also drink in one breath. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sip and drink. He would not gulp the water. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give the leftover water to the person on his right. If on his left side was a person who was more senior in rank, then he would say to the person on the right, you have the right, but if you give permission, then I will give the one on the left. If the one on the right gave permission, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hand the utensil to the person on the left. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never breathe in the utensil. At the time of taking breath, he would move away his mouth from the utensil. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us to love the life and to love the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he looked at food, how he looked at drinks, how he partook, how he ate from food, how he ate from drinks, how he thanked Almighty Allah before eating and drinking, how he thanked Almighty Allah after eating and drinking, how he would sit and receive the food, and how he would say, I am not but the slave of Almighty Allah. I sit like a slave, I eat like a slave. May Almighty Allah bless us all with tawfiq to follow in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.